Good morning. Today is Friday, October 28th. Here are the top headlines from the News and Observer. Today will be mostly sunny with a high of 65 and a low of 50. In our top story, North Carolina State University will hold a wellness day without classes next week after a recent series of student deaths by suicide. Chancellor Randy Woodson said the campus is hurting and asking questions over the sad and tragic loss of students this year. Earlier this week, Woodson said a student had died near campus earlier that morning. The university reports that three students have killed themselves this year. On Thursday, the university won't have classes, and professors will be asked to postpone deadlines that day as well as any deadlines or tests the following day. Students are calling for the university to improve their outreach to the campus community and to increase mental health resources. In politics, the United States government is so opposed to a theory North Carolina lawmakers plan to argue in front of the Supreme Court that it now wants to be included in oral arguments. The U.S. Solicitor General filed briefs seeking permission to participate in the case. The Solicitor General argues that if the court sides with North Carolina, it could disrupt the administration of elections around the nation. There's no guarantee the Supreme Court will allow the Department of Justice to join oral arguments in December, but it's usually permitted. The lead attorney for the case said the federal government's request is significant. In Chapel Hill, town officials anticipate thousands of people could return Monday to celebrate Halloween on Franklin Street for the first time in 2 years. The event has attracted tens of thousands to the town's downtown strip in the past, prompting a change to a smaller event planned primarily for UNC students and residents. But in 2020, the event was canceled, and last year, revelers were again discouraged from partying on Franklin Street because of the high number of COVID-19 cases. The town did not have to close Franklin Street last year. This year, those who ventured downtown could find streets closed to traffic. Officials are recommending that people find alternative ways to celebrate Halloween. And finally, the number 24 Wolfpack might have resurrected its season Thursday night, just when it seemed it was headed to its worst defeat of the campaign. It might have found a new quarterback in MJ Morris, a freshman who stepped into the national spotlight on ESPN. He helped rally the pack to a 22-21 victory at Carter-Finley Stadium that had Wolfpack fans standing and roaring at game's end. The Wolfpack trailed 21-3 in the second half, but Morris finished it strongly. Those are just some of the stories we've been working on for our readers. For the latest information, please visit our website, and consider supporting our journalism with a subscription.